Blog Talk Radio.
Radio blog talk broadcast of Past Generation Lost in the Mix, affected by sight, hosted by none other than yours truly, evangelist missionary, Dr. Katrina M. Sanders, member of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry Incorporated, that is affiliated with the Church of God in Christ. But you're also tuning in with The Word is Right in conjunction with Past Generation Lost in the Mix. Top of the afternoon to you all. I know you all are on your way, leaving from work. Those who work 5 to 1, 6 to 2, 3 to 7, 4, 8 to 4, and 9 to 5, you are getting ready to go home and celebrate this first 10 days of the month of March. We have been blessed. Let me give honor to God, who is ahead of my life, and to my husband and district superintendent, Pastor Robert I. Sanders II. Yes, I have been very much busy. I am so sorry, forgive me, that I've not been able to be back on the show for a minute. We've had a lot of interesting programs going on at Redeemed Fellowship, and one of them, to get out the way, we thank God for the successful program of the Power of Grant Writing that was conducted by Bridget Outlaw of New Daughters of New Destiny Ministries. We had three weeks of nothing but grant writing and learning how to write grants. We might bring that program back. I'm not sure, but we will see. On March the 18th, we will be hosting the Community Business Expo, which will be at the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry Incorporated. And our address is 860 East 75th Street at the corner of 75th and Drexel Boulevard here in Chicago. The time will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. We will have various vendors that were there. We'll have wardrobe vendors. We'll have creations of bath body salt. We'll have women products, along with other things. And we also will be selling refreshments and doing a couple of raffles. So You all that are interested, the donation is $5, and we'll be holding it in the annex of Redeem Fellowship. And everyone is out. You're welcome to come. This afternoon, our topic will be talking about Women's Rescue Program. I am the local president of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry Women's Department, and I am putting together several programs that will help women that are going through challenges, whether it be in the church, whether it be on a job, whether it be anywhere. We do not have, in most churches, me being affiliated with the Church of God in Christ, we have an international women's department. But I do not think we have a program where we can be able to help those women that become offended by any action that have been taking place, whether it's on the job or within the ministry, as well as us know that a lot of times the churches are hit with lawsuits. All denominations from somewhere are hit with lawsuits because someone has been violated. You know, instead of just really going on YouTube or Facebook blasting it, we need to think about those that are, and this is not slighting the men either, but the rescue program will allow the women, particularly because we are considered the weaker vessels among the men, where we are not able, according to the word of God, to do a lot of things that men do. So when we look at certain things or going through, we don't have anyone to be that advocate for us. You know that Jesus Christ is advocacy for all of us. You know, he said no one can come to the Father but by him. So the thing about it is that when it comes in the natural sense, we don't have that type of program where the women can be able to say, listen, I'm having problems. I need someone I need to talk to. Of course, I have a degree in human services, so that's a part of the program. And the thing about it is that no one is never there for the women. We do know a lot of men, but that also I'm working on doing that as well as working with the program where the men could be able to come and receive that which they need. But I'm focused on the women because I am currently in the situation that I'm not going to disclose right now. I don't have anyone as a female to advocate for me against the situation. Basically, I'm up against some big dogs, so to speak. So the thing about it is that when we are, when we have our pastors, we have our bishops and all that, but they can't really help you. I mean, literally, let's be real honest, they can't really help you. A lot of women have been verbally abused, physically abused, or insulted. You know, and they don't have anyone to talk to. I was sitting in a meeting last year, and I heard an overseer, female, say that all men cheat. And my first thing was like, really? How? What are you saying? They said, well, a lot of women come to them, but they can't help them because all men cheat and you just have to get over it. Well, no, I think that's the wrong answer to give them. Because when they come to you about that in confidentiality and you come with a snark comment like that, literally, that's, you're starting confusion in their home. You literally are starting confusion in their homes. And the thing about it is that they go home, and because when they go home, you know what they're going to do. They'll look at their husband. And if they don't have discernment or have good common sense, they will tell that man, get your stuff and get out of my house, because the overseer women say, all men cheat. There, y'all did. That's where legal problems come in at, because you don't think before you speak. You just talking because of your feelings. And that's not the way it goes. If a woman is dealing with an issue where she feels her husband is committing adultery towards her with another woman, whether that woman is in the church or not, it's still wrong. And it is still offensive. So the thing about it is that when that happens, then where are the advocates?
We need an advocacy program. We don't have it. Why? Because nobody wants to help each other. And the Bible says that how can we say we love God when we can't even get along with our people that we see down here every day? So the thing about it is that we need to change a lot of things that we do. That way the women will not be sitting there and be worried and their hair falling out and they weighed up and down because they don't know how to address certain issues. It's a part of the counseling program. And so with that, you know, we need to learn how to address these issues. Any woman, whatever denomination she's in, gotta go up against a whole board of leaders, and they have not one thing to really think about. They're fighting a whole Congress, and so to speak, because the women are experiencing a lot of things. And the crazy part is that when we see these things, we get off to ourselves, and we turn around, and we don't pay attention. And when we don't pay attention, we sit up and we gossip about it. There's no need, you know, to gossip about it. Women turn around and they commit suicide. And it's crazy. So the whole thing about it is, you know, I don't understand why we can't come together as brothers and sisters to help defend one another. If my sister is hurting and she's been violated and she technically has been, you know, made a fool of, where does she have to go to? Now, let me talk about where I'm from. Now, in the Church of God in Christ, we have a women's department. We thank God for Mother, our new supervisor of women, national supervisor with Mother Barbara Coo Lewis. God bless you in all that you do in your area of the women's department. But now, getting back to what I was saying, if the women need a voice, but they can't have the voice, the people in the church are telling them, be quiet, you're a troublemaker, you talk too much, blah, 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 blah. But my thing is, so what happens to this woman when she leaves church? You want her to come to church. You want her to pay her tithes and offering. You want her to give her assessments for all the meetings she go to. You want her to be at everything at every place. But then you don't have nothing to help her. And then when she goes to the male leader tells her, oh, you just making noise. Or you just being quiet. Or just let it go. We always tell people to let it go, but we never tell them how to deal with the situation. So what happens? They end up going where? To other denominations that have some sort of outreach program. And when they have that outreach program, what happens? They join that church because they're finally finding something that they can be able to have a voice, because their voice is shut down. We don't have that. We don't have it. Why? Because they don't want it. So my whole thing is that when these women become hurt, we have nothing for them to run to go to. I brought a message a couple of months ago, and I said, who can I run to? The world wrote a song, you know, some recording artists wrote a song. Where can I go to fill this empty void? Who can I run to when I need love? So where do we run to? You know, when you're dialing up against someone in ministry or someone that violated you, look at the kind of money that literally you have to pay for a attorney to come and represent you, because we don't have nothing in place. That's as simple as that. They have nothing in place. So now they'll say, oh, she talks too much. Well, number one, we have constitutional rights. And why is it that our constitutional rights become so shut down? Because it's like if you say something, it's a problem. It should not be a problem. It should never be a problem. Why? because I'm human and someone violated my rights. They literally did. So when they violate my rights, what happens? Literally, what happens? Think about it. Why are women so played out in the church with men with titles? Why are the women always put on silent mode when they become offended? They can't speak out. They're unable to literally say what they need to say to get help. Oh, but most of the men in the church don't mind messing with them. You got men that would say, or false preachers or false bishops or undegreed men that will say, well, I'll help counsel you. Yeah, next thing you know, you're in the bed with them. Then you say some of the dumbest stuff to them, and then they sit up there and don't have common sense to know that this person is literally trying to destroy you and take advantage of you. This is where we're at. If a woman gets offended or disrespected in the denomination, what happens? They don't do nothing. What they do is they sit up and they let it go. But inside, they yet hold it, and it hurts them. So they cannot even move forward because the denominations have told them to be quiet. The denominations have told them you have no right. Just take it, deal with it, and whatever. That's literally what they said. So now when the women go through something, they're stressed out. It's on their mind. Their weight is up and down. And we wonder why they end up becoming sick, or they end up, you know, having cancer or getting cancer, because all of this stuff is going on. And that's straight real talk. We should be able to help one another and not sit up and act like nothing else is going on. That's the problem. And then we don't have nothing for them set up in our churches because we don't think it's important. Well, people do get offended. Nobody. That includes a man. No man should be offended. No woman should be offended, especially women that have been through a lot of problems in the past. And they've had situations that they've had to deal with because nobody wants them to talk. Literally. So now, with all of that said, where are the programs at? It's more than you just going to church and thinking, well, okay, if I go to church or whatever. You know, I have a problem with that because I don't like missionaries that don't want to do no work. You want to talk, you want to get up, you want to carry a title, but you don't want to do no work. People out here are literally hurting, and they need to know, is there anyone out there to help me through my situation? Because I don't know what direction to go to. I'm praying, but by the same token, I'm hurt. And then the first thing people will say, oh, you lied on the preacher. You lied on. No, because some of these rascals are no good dogs. Let's just keep it real. I mean, literally. And that's what happens to a lot of people. And we wonder what sends them back into the world, what causes them to leave the church, or would cause them to quit their job. They literally would sit up and they would quit their job because their boss violated them. Or if they go to human resources, they basically don't know what to do. They'll put them on suspension, or they'll leave an absence until it's further investigated. These women don't know how to be able to stand up for themselves. A lot of them, you know, are afraid. and they're afraid that they're going to get talked about. I mean, literally. And this is why they end up leaving the church, not being able, and then we don't even know how to even receive the hurt because we're too busy trying to get them to be quiet. No, they have a right. They literally have a right. So who are you to tell them about having a right? You don't have a right to tell nobody don't have a right. Can't nobody tell you what not to do? Can't nobody tell you what you cannot do? So the thing about it is that when do we open up our hearts and our minds to receive? If a woman is overtaken in a fault, if she made a mistake, it's not our job to go and tell her how bad a mistake she made. Let her tell you what happened. Because, see, sometimes the other parties will lie. And they'll go out there and make a big up lie to make her feel like she's the problem. No, understand. And Nia, get this in your mind. Leave women alone. If you're not working with them on an outreach program in ministry together as a family and you have a problem with your hands and your other anatomy, leave the women alone because you do too much damage to those women. And then you mislead them, you misguide them, and women, you need to start fighting back by hitting that man in the face. Break his nose if you have to. Because when you mess with those women, you say some of the dumbest stuff and say some of the dumbest things, then you go back and you tell your wife, and then you'll tell the woman, oh, she don't love me. Oh. And you say some of the dumbest stuff. And then you want to get in the pulpit and lie to the people. That's what you do. That's literally what you do. But then you get upset because that woman, all of a sudden, you sit up and you do what? You literally just do whatever you want to do. That's what you do. And I'm sorry. I love you, men, because you're leaders. But husbands, you know, give your wife reason to trust and submit to you. Yes, Terrence Duncan Williams, you're right. You're right. If you're a husband and you have a wife, tend to your wife. If you got problems, stop allowing your flesh to take you somewhere. Because once it takes you there, it gets you a lot of trouble. And that's when you get a lot of trouble, guess what you cause? You cause your family problems. You cause your children problems. You cause everybody problems. You've got to learn how to manage yourself. Learn how to stay in your lane. Employers, if a woman is being offended on the job, you need to listen and pay attention. I have another degree in HR. You need to read the rules of human services for sexual harassment. Or even in the church, just simply you saying something and doing something that's violating a constitutional right. You don't have that right. Leaders in any denomination, I'm not picking on no particular denomination, I'm telling you, don't think that your title is subliminal enough to power people. Well, you're on Facebook or you're on Twitter or you're on this, you can't say that. Leave folks alone. That way your life can be peaceful. Not getting the people, oh, because I'm this, I can do what I want to do. No, you can't. This is why the Bible says the law is for the lawless. Do you know what that does to a person's mind? Do you know how offensive you become by doing what you want to do because you feel you doing what you want to do because you got a title? It don't mean nothing. Whether you're a CEO, a supervisor, director, manager, you need to behave yourself. Quit checking yourself before you hurt yourself. And learn how to be professional. Keep it simple. Because women lead, and they are good workers. The biggest attendance you have in the church are the women that are workers. Now, let me tell you something. For you all that have denominations that are, I don't care if you're PAW, I don't care if you're Church of God of Christ, I don't care what you are. You need to set up a rescue program so women can have somewhere to go when they are violated. Whether it be within the ministry or whether it be with outside, you all people should know what social service is. Stop worrying about preaching and giving out a mic and collecting money. You need to get somewhere and learn how to be resourceful in helping others get through the problems that they are dealing with. Because you are hurting people. This is why they go to Ayala. This is why they go to Dr. Phil. This is why they be writing letters and sending stuff. There's no way in the world we should be losing our people to Hollywood therapists to put them out there. I mean, literally. Stop it. And those that are in church, if you want to be saved, be saved. If you don't, get out. Ain't nobody going to be mad. Stop coming into church trying to pick on every woman you want to get because you want some booty. You need to stop it. Stop doing that next because you lay the foundation of nastiness for the next generation to do the same thing. Why do you think the white folks keep dead in prison? They're not building prisons because it's a recreational center. It is not a recreational center. It is a place for the lawless because they're dumb and retarded about the law. This is why you have lawyers. Churches, stop doing it. Stop letting it slide by. I witnessed to a young lady when I was outside. We were getting ready to put up our banner of the church, and she said, I got hurt in the church by the church folk. I don't even want to see a church pew. Young lady, got a baby, you know, she said, and then they was harassing me about my boyfriend. If she ain't saved, don't run him out. Witness to him, show him the word of God, and no teaching to be what it is. I'm sorry. But I'm just letting you all know, we're up against something out here. And if we're going to help the world, we need to start with the church because Donald Trump not going to help. He's trying to put everybody out in the street. So my whole thing is this. Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry has launched a women's rescue program. So any women, whether it's a job or any ministry, if you are offended or you've been hurt, you can reach us. Follow us on Facebook for more information. Until then, you have a blessed and wonderful weekend.
The bond is stronger than you know that.